こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、学会誌プロスワンに掲載されたノースカロライナ大学チャペルヒル校の研究で、アメリカ人の顔写真を加工したものを300種類用意し、511人のキリスト教信者にそれらの顔写真を見せ、神がどんな顔をしていると思うか選ばせました。その結果、最も選ばれた写真を複数合成し、平均化したものが、イーロン・マスクに似ていると海外メディアで話題になっています。神の顔として人気があった写真は、どれも白人、見栄えが良い、優しい、頭が良い、男らしい、などと評価されていました。また、被験者の中でも、若い人は若そうな顔を選び、年配の人はもう少し年を取った顔を選び、黒人の人は黒人っぽい顔を選ぶなど、神の顔を自分に近いイメージで選択する傾向にありましたが、男女別で見ると特に差はなく、どちらも男性の顔を選択していました。
In a study by researchers at North Carolina University, Chapel Hill, 511 Christian Americans were shown 300 pairs of facesand asked to rate them as being more or less like how they imagined God would look. A synthesized average of the selected faces through that process resulted in a face resembling Elon Musk, as is widely being reported in the media. Popular conceptions of God included features like whiteness, attractiveness, lovingness, intelligence, and masculinity. Furthermore, among participants, young people saw a younger God,Black people saw a more African-looking God, and generally, people had a tendency to select faces similar to their own. However, both men and women tended to perceive God as being male.
そう、まあ、悪く言えば可もなく不可もなくみたいな顔ってことだよね。あの、ショッキングな要素は何もない。
Yeah.
無難な感じの。確かにちょっとイーロンに似てるよね。
Yeah, more than random would seem like, but do you think there's an actual influence of Elon's presence on what people are averaging?
Yeah, どうだろうね?
But if you have a certain face that's perceived positively, and that person appears in the media quite often, you know, it's like if you, like 10 years ago, if you said,Who's handsome, then people would picture Brad Pitt or George Clooney or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who the current archetype is. But people might subconsciously select something approximating a sort of cultural archetype for handsomeness or godlike qualities. Certainly Elon has some godlike qualities. His engineering ability certainly manifests a lot of his imagination in the real world.
ただ一方でなんかイーロン・マスクの顔がそういう顔に寄ってるっていうのもあると思う。アメリカのカートゥーンとかで出てきそうなこうヒーローっぽい顔の特徴ってあるじゃん。なんか顔が四角っぽくて何 like strong jaw みたいな、で目もそんななんかまん丸なわけじゃないし細すぎるわけでもなくみたいな、なんていうの、だからまあ
Who's the white guy from Scooby-Doo that my brain evokes when I think of this? What's his name?
I don't know. でもそういう時代のカートゥーンの顔にそうありそうな顔じゃん。
Do you think Elon is that? It looks like that though. To me, he's more. He has a nerdy look. He has tech neck.
でもそれで喋ってるとこを見てるからだと思うよ。写真だけ見てたら。
You think he looks like a stud? Quarterback?
No. No, but like, なんかそういうチャラそうな感じではないけど。なんていうか万人に受けそうな、だからそうチャラそうなすごいイケメンとかではないんだけど、
I think you're just influenced as well.
なんか人に不快感を与える要素は特にないみたいな。それこそ無難な感じ、なんか褒めてるのかけなしてるのか分かんないけど、で、あのこれさっきは年齢で切ったり ジェンダーで切ったりしてたけど、まあ、リベラルと保守で分けるとそれもちょっと差があって、リベラルの人が選ぶやつはもうちょっとふにゃふにゃした感じの、
ふにゃ
なんか優しそうな感じの顔で、保守の人が選んだ方がもうちょっとキリッとしてんだけど、どっちにしろイーロン・マスクには変わりないの。なんかちょっと弱そうなイーロン・マスクか強そうなイーロン・マスクかみたいな感じで何にせよイーロンではあるんだけど、ただまあ、研究でも触れられてたように、バチカンとかローマの昔からのキリスト教の絵とかで見られるような神の顔とはちょっとてか、まあかなり違う、
うん、
こう昔からの絵だとすごいこうね、ひげ生えて白髪だったりとかして、もっとおじいちゃんだったり、こうしかめ面的なさ、
うん、
怖い感じとか多いけど、これはもっとなんかその辺にもいそうな。
Kind of like the Zeus image. You know Zeus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like super jacked. He has like half a toga on. And he's throwing lightning bolts down at bad people on Earth, right?
うん。で、おじいちゃんだもんね。
And he's got the like flowing gray hair. And...
Yeah, yeah. そうそう。そういう感じじゃないよね。
Hmm. What do you think God looks like if there is a God and he looks like something? Or she? Or it?
ね、でもキリスト教だとさ、まあ男女どちらも男性の顔を選択してましたっていうのも、まあ聖書になんとなくこうアダムとイブの時にさ、まあアダムまず作る時に自分に似た姿って書いてあるじゃん。
In God's image.
うん。
I guess if that's a good translation.
だからまあそれをそのまま文字通り取ると、まあ男の男っぽい見た目、
うん、
ってなるんだろうね。
うん。So what do you think?
でもなんか本当にキリスト教的な神がいたとしてイーロン・マスクに似てたらちょっと笑うよね。
But where do you think you would where do you think you would end up if you could vote on faces over and over? It would move towards some face. If you're forced to make a decision, right?
Yeah.
This face or this face. This face or this face. You can't just flip a coin.
私多分。キリスト教の学校で育ってずっとあのローマのイメージみたいなの見て育っちゃったから、うん、それこそそういうモーゼ的ななんていうの、白髪ロン毛のひげ生えたおじいちゃんみたいなのを想像しちゃうと思う。まず
I think we're also influenced a lot just by popular culture, movies, television,
yeah, yeah.
depictions of God, Morgan Freeman.Depictions of God.
yeah.
I think it's interesting that the researchers kind of assume that God would look human at all. I mean,
まあこれキリスト教の人向けのやつだからさ。
Yeah. But the premise is a little, you know, does, I mean, we can also ask the question, who thinks that God has a humanoid form at all?
Yeah.
You know, because there are belief systems where God is more
diffuse. まあインドとかね、なんか象の形とかあるからね。
Yeah, or there's a bunch of gods, right? It's not just one person, and it could be an animal or animal-human hybrid.
なんかもう一個面白いなと思ったのは、その選ばれた顔を平均化するとイーロン・マスクに似てるんだけど、最も選ばれなかったものを合成して平均化してる写真があって、それはなんか、怒りんぼのアジア人みたいな感じじゃなかった、うん、ちょっと、
yeah.
なんか不機嫌なアジア人みたいな感じ、うん、だまあまあね、大体白人だもんね、描かれるときは。
Well, I'd like to see them ask other people
and
other groups and see what they think. It,、
yeah.
it seems like people just respond that God looks like them, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.、Right? そうそうそう。
And so we kind of create God in our image, right?
Yeah.
When we're asked what God looks like, we do that thing in reverse, right?
うんうん。そう。まあちょっと面白かった。次。BYU とボールステート大学が2歳から18歳までの子供を持つ2194人の父親を対象に、男らしさのイメージと子育てに関する意識調査を行った結果、 回答した父親のほとんどが自分の存在は母親と同様に重要であると認識しており、子供と積極的に関わっていました。チームは時代とともに理想の父親像も変化し、今では多くの男性が子供となるべく多くの時間を過ごしたり、子供の感情面のサポートをしていると述べました。一方で一部の男性はお金を稼ぐことやしつけをすることのみが自分の役割であると認識しており、そうした男性は男は子供に対し優しく愛情を表現することが困難であるなど昔ながらの男らしさのイメージを持っている傾向にありました。男は攻撃性がある、男は感情を見せない、男は助けを求めないなど男性に古くから押し付けられてきた男らしさのイメージのネガティブな側面が時として子供との関係性に影響を与え古い価値観を持つ父親たちがそのバランスに苦しむことがあるとチームは指摘しています。
BYU and Ball State University conducted an attitude survey of 2,194 fathers of children between 2 and 18 years old. Most fathers indicated that they believe that their role for their children was as important as that of their mothers and seemed to be proactive about parenting. The team suggests that the ideal for fatherhood has shifted generationally, with more fathers intending to spend more time with their kids and provide more emotional support.However, some men believe that their only role is to make money and discipline their children, responding, I have a difficult time expressing emotion to my child, and tended to display masculine norms. According to the team, men are aggressive, men do not show emotion, and men do not ask for help, are some of the negative or toxic aspects of traditional masculinity, which in some cases can have a negative impact on children, as fathers who hold old masculine values suffer from an imbalance.
そうだって、まあほとんどの人は何世代か前とかに比べると子供と時間を長く過ごしたり、
うん、
こうどう思ってるとかそういう感情の話、うん、お母さんだけじゃなくてお父さんも子供としてますっていう、だから前の世代から考えるとどんどんこうお父さんとお母さんのエモーショナルなサポートの役割の差が縮まってきてはいますねっていう話なんだけど、ただ一方でそういう男は泣かないとか、うん、男は強くなきゃいけないみたいなものを強固にこうずっと押し付けられちゃった人は子供ができた時にどういうふうに接していいか分かんないってなっちゃうっていう話。
Well, there's definitely varying degrees to which people have those sorts of traits that are described in this study.
そうで、この研究でも言ってるのは、その男らしさのイメージの古い価値観の全てが悪いわけではもちろんないんだけど、ただこうそのうちのいくつかはによってストレスになる場合がある、自分にとって。
So which traits are negative?
そのなんかこういう何、男は感情を見せないとか、こう男は子供にそんな優しく、うん、何愛情を持ってふにゃふにゃするなみたいな、なんか男は背中で語れみたいなことじゃん。
Right.
とか厳しくないといけないとかそういう。
Well, they said, so those qualities were assessed as emotional control. This is control of your own emotions. Risk taking and self reliance.And I think those attributes can be negative, but it's always circumstantial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and in one setting, it might have negative side effects. You know, you might not be as nurturing to your child. But if that quality has other positive effects in your effectiveness as a parent, then it may not necessarily be a negative trait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Per se.
Yeah. だからそのこうしなきゃいけないっていうのはこの研究でなんか言ってるわけじゃなくて、ただそのギャップで辛い人がいるから、その別にじゃあ男の人だろうが男の子だろうが辛かったら泣いてもいいし、他人に助けを求めてもいいんだよっていうことを書いてた。だからそこでこうギャップに。
Well, I disagreed with some of the things that were said in the study. I think.They don't acknowledge the circumstantial aspect of these qualities, which is kind of disingenuous. And for example, emotional control can mean better decision making. It can mean being less aggressive, for example. Self-reliance is obviously also can be an extremely positive trait.
Yeah.
As well. So, and it kind of depends on the state of the world, you know. In wartime, you might, you know, certain traits might be preferable. If everything's fairly cushy, then maybe not so much.
Yeah. まあ、私が思ったのは、多分これが言いたかったのは、その、自分がこうしたいとかじゃなくて、こうじゃなきゃいけない。社会的に自分はこうじゃなきゃいけないって思って苦しんでる場合の話だと思った。で、その場合は別にそれに、そのノームっていうのはシフトするものだから、そこをなんかこう、強固に頑張って守る必要はないんだよっていうメッセージ。
Well, a lot of men that have these traits because they decide to, for example, the philosophy of Stoicism, which comes from the Hellenistic period in Greece. It's an entire philosophy of behavior that very much advocates some of these masculine qualities as an avenue to happiness and fulfillment. And I think they can have value. Of course, it's because it's all contextual. It's all situational. I think it's... it can be negative to diminish or criticize certain masculine qualities, but rather when those qualities, those particular qualities can be problematic in these circumstances or can have these downsides for nurturing, you know. And that contextualization, I think, is very important.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's like, if you're not suffering from it, it's fine. But if you are suffering from the gap between, you know, what kind of relationship you want to have with your kid versus...
Well, this, the family, you know, can suffer as well. It's not just the father.
Yeah, so versus like how you think should be perceived as a man in the society. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I thought it's helpful that the society tells them like it's okay to,
well, I
you
think
know,
it's,
do whatever
it's necessary.
You want.
I think it's
of...
necessary and it makes sense. A lot more women are spending time working, and so there is an onus on the paternal population to engage with children and take some of that responsibility to offset that.
Yeah, and some. まあ、ずっと言われてるけど、女性側もそうじゃない？こう、女らしさ、こうじゃなくちゃいけないとか、じゃあ、三歩下がってついていかなきゃいけないとか、男を立てないといけないとか、女だったら常にこうじゃなきゃいけないみたいな。だからそういうのがだんだんこう薄れていって、まあ別に個人の好きでいいじゃんみたいな。ってなってきた方が、まあ、生きやすいは生きやすいよね。だから子育てとかもすごい、なんだろう、こうじゃなきゃいけないみたいな。昔だとこう、絶対に全部、母乳じゃないとダメとか、なんか何こうじゃないとダメってすごい言われてきたけど、まあ、別にそんなことないよねみたいな。
What do you think about the so during the bubble in Japan, a lot of fathers were absent from homes for large portions of kids' upbringing and for a large proportion of the kids and really our generation.
Yeah.
And sociologists have looked at how Japanese men have become much more feminine and theorized that men became feminine because their fathers were not present as much, so they were raised by their moms more.
Yeah.
And so actually paternal involvement and engaging with the child will probably raise a more masculine generation than we have presently.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it's possible. I mean, そうね。うちもまさにお父さんがもう外で全部仕事して、
yeah,
でもう全然会わない。
Mm-hmm.
だからなんだろう、夜も会わないし、一緒にご飯食べる時もたまにあるけど、別に喋るわけじゃないというか。
And a lot of your friends are, and my friends are that way as well. They were raised in that kind of environment, right?
Yeah. で結局やっぱり大人からすると自分は自分の子供のこと分かってると思うんだけど、子供からすると親のことそんな知らないっていうのっても簡単に起こりうるし、それが時間が経てば経つほど。そのギャップ埋めるのってなかなか難しくなるじゃん、
うん、
でそれを多分なんか、まあ、少なくともうちの父親とかおじいちゃんたちとかっていうのはそれを別に問題視してないそういうものだから別になんていうの、時代もあるし、なんかあどうしよう、うちの子が何考えてるか分からないとか、うちの子が何好きかも知らないとか、そういうのを特にこう気に病むことでもないっていうかさでも例えば自分の友達、男友達とか自分の夫を見てた時に、うちのおじいちゃんと同じような感じに子供に接するっていうのはなかなか想像できないから、そのなんだろう、家にいたら機嫌悪くておばあちゃんが全部面倒見てあげてとか、なんか靴下も履かせてあげるみたいなさ。
Yeah, there's like a weird correctingmechanism in our society, and there's a generational, you know, there are these generational shifts、between these different values, and I guess we kind of see how, you know, successful they are.
Yeah.
What do you think of this、emotional control thing, of that concept, and that being、pointed out as...like a masculine, a traditional masculine trait.
まあでもなんか男の人の方がだから自分の感情についてベラベラ喋ったりとかさ、特に家族とか友達に、なんかこの時こう感じたとかさ、なんかそんなに言葉にして言わん、まあ言う人もいるだろうけど、全体で見た時にあんまり言わないとかさ、まあ泣くの我慢するとか。
But I feel like sometimes expressing emotion can cause you to give way to it or empower the emotion.
Yeah.
And make you irrational. Don't you experience that? Doesn't that happen to you all the time? When I do that, like if I give in to the emotion, I end up.acting or saying things that are irrational, and sometimes the emotion is there,
yeah,
and you exercise emotional control. It's almost like the same thing as how if you smile when you're not happy, you can make yourself happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm
saying? I know. Yeah. I do that all the time too.
Yeah.
だからそういう意味で言うと、だ男女差はちょっとあるのかもしれないけど、そんなにだからすごい差があるわけじゃないんだろうね。
I really don't think there is.
ね。だからそのなんていうの、社会で言われてるプレッシャーがあるからより我慢する男の人の方が多いかもしれないけど、もともとどうかって言った時にはそんなに変わらないと思う。別に女の人がじゃあみんなの前でしょっちゅう泣きたいかみたいなそういうわけじゃないし、
ね、
すごい我慢したりとか、
and risk taking too. I mean, well, all of these things, to clarify, all of these attributes, and we know this, vary much more between individuals, within these groups than they do between the groups themselves. Do you know what I'm saying?So you can't really predict based on whether someone's male or female, whether they're going to be higher on these masculine traits or not than someone else.
Yeah. この間なんか議員のおじいちゃんみたいな人がさ、こう子供は絶対にお父さんよりお母さんの方がいいと思ってるから、あのお母さんの子育ての時間をもっと確保しなくちゃいけないみたいなこと言って、すごい炎上してたしてたけど、まあそれはこう自分、まあ今何、専業主婦の数がどんどんどんどん少なくなってるじゃん。まあ多くの半分以上の人が共働き で子供いる中で結局そのお母さんだけがどっちもやることになっちゃう、家事も子育ても仕事もやる、でまあキャリアはもちろんちょっと諦めなくちゃいけないしとかで、男性は男性で子供と過ごす時間をそんなにもらえるわけじゃない、そんなの奥さんがやればいいじゃんって会社でも言われちゃって、まあ変わらずに働き続ける、それはキャリアをメインテインできるっていうメリットはあるけど、でも子供と過ごす時間が減ってるっていうデメリットがあるわけで、でそういうなんかギャップがある中で、そういうね政府の人が勝手にこうお母さんの方が重要とか決めつけちゃうっていうのは、そりゃ怒るだろうって思ったけどまずシングルダッツとかもいるだろうしね、でそうやって頑張って育ててるお父さんとか、まあ主婦やってるお父さんも今もいるだろうし、そういう人をこう無視してそういうこと言うっていうのはなんかこう遅れてるなと思ったけど。
Well, don't you think, I mean, there's so much for fathers to teach their childrenbefore they inevitably leave this planet, you know, and it's a shame if they don't take the time to do that. I mean, that's true, that sort of thing is true for all relationships on this planet, but...
Yeah. なんか前言ったかもしれないけど、Netflix の Girls Incarcerated っていうドキュメンタリーで、あの、Correction Office にいる10代の女の子たちの話があってて、まあみんなこう怒りをコントロールできないとか、薬やっちゃったとか、こう暴力振るっちゃうとか、すぐに切れちゃうみたいないろんな問題を抱えてるんだけど、ほとんどの子があのお父さんがいないとか、お父さんと良好な関係築けてないみたいなのが、まあそのケースが多かったんだよね。でそれを見てて、うちの夫がなんかお父さんって大事なんだねみたいな、well, こと言ってて。
You know the cliches about people who commit crimes and you know the worst offenders are they grew up without fathers and I think you know when if you're male, if you're a boy and you're 16, 17 years old,it's very difficult for your mom by herself to control you or guide you. It doesn't work. There's an interesting theory about that psychologists have discussed recently about the father's role in establishing how young boys interact. I heard about this in a discussion about... why there are these incels and school shooters and violent males in the United States, but that the lack of interaction with fathers at a young age, they miss an opportunity to establish appropriate boundaries for fair play. Fair play being, even if you're stronger, you let the other person win sometimes, because otherwise no one gets to have fun and the game stops, right?
Yeah.
And there are boys that never learned that aspect of social interaction, that you can't win all the time. You can't crush everyone. You need to have a good relationship with the world outside of your own mind.
Yeah.
And when that isn't established in young boys, they can develop, or they're slightly more likely to develop some sort of pathological mindset. Yeah, yeah.
そうだからお父さんいない人がみんな問題ある人になるかというと全くそんなことはないんだけど、その今まで社会がこうお母さんの役割ばっかりにフォーカスして父親をちょっと軽視してきた。まあお父さん別に仕事してそんなに会わなくてもいいでしょうっていう。それはちょっと違うよねっていう。だからまあ
It's partly specialization too, you know?
Yeah.
We specialize, like you do this, I'll do this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the best at this, you do this. And we kind of tunnel in our focus, and before you know it, you haven't talked to your daughter in 10 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff really does happen just while you're not paying attention or,
nah.
or because certain values had kind of been assumed or...
それがもうちょっとこう社会で広く認識されてほしいというか、その育休とかもさ、 日本は育休長さで言ったら本当は結構取れる、リーガル的には、そういう仕組み自体はあるんだけど、まあほとんどの人が男の人は取ってないし取れない状態、なんかこう まず言い出しにくいとか、言ったらじゃあキャリアどうなっちゃうとか、まああとはその単純にお金の問題がある場合もあるしね、それを取ったらまあ給料が半分ぐらいにその間になっちゃうから、だったらフルでサラリーもらってた方が子供もいるしいいかとか、なんかもうちょっとどうにかしてほしいよね。
There's so many things that need to be balanced or rebalanced or considered, weighed.
そう、だから本当にバランス悪いんだよね。だからなんかよくこう、なんか最近テレビもすごいこう奥さん側から男性、あの旦那さんへの、あの悪口じゃないけどさ、不満みたいなのを結構取り上げてるような印象があって、それもこうなんて言うんだろう、まあ確かにね、その子供生まれても全然変わらないで遊び続ける旦那さんとかもいっぱいいるだろうし、家事何もやんないとかさ、それは確実に悪いというかしっかりしろよって感じなんだけど、ただその男性側もなかなかそうやってね、別に子供と過ごさなくてもいいでしょっていうのを前提で社会が出来上がっちゃってるから、なんかそれはそれでもっとちゃんと子供と向き合いたいなっていう人にとっては辛いよね。
Well, everyone, I feel like everyone just needs to pay more attention to their kids. If you look around, people are just, they hand their kid the iPad, play Maikura, or, you know, the mom's taking selfies, and I saw this mom taking a selfie, didn't include her daughter in it, and the daughter was just sitting there eating like this karaage.
いいじゃんそれは。ダメなのそれ。
And then she realized that her daughter was just like waiting for her to like,finish taking selfies.
Yeah.
And then...
もうそれは許してよ。それぐらいはいいことにして、自撮りぐらいさせてよ。
No, there's...
疲れてんだよ、みんな。
The hand the kid the iPad thing is ruthless.
Yeah, it's hard.
Would you do that?
It's easy for me right now to say that I wouldn't, but I talk to my friends who have kids, and they're like...
The iPads, the, just, you, oh my... It's, what a...
Lifesaver. Yeah. I mean, they all say, like, they all say that they used to think that they would never give it to their kids. But they're like, once you have your own kid, you will know. Like, you'll see. Like, you wouldn't be judging us. So, you know.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
次。It's dark.
スタンフォード大学、ミュンヘン工科大学、バース大学などの共同チームが学会誌 ACM Transactions on Graphics にて人工知能を使った新しいディープフェイク動画技術を公開しました。これは人の表情を 3D で読み込み、それを別の動画内の他の人の顔に当てはめ、フェイク動画を作成する技術です。例えば、プーチン大統領のスピーチ動画に自分の表情や口の動きを自在に埋め込むことで、あたかもプーチン大統領本人がそういう動きをしたかのような動画を作成することができます。新技術では表情、頭の動き、目の動き、瞬きなどが合成先の顔に正確に反映されるほか、頭を動かした時の背景や後ろの影もその都度調整され自然な見た目になります。また、人工的に手で編集することも可能で、研究ではオバマ前大統領やメイ首相、プーチン大統領の本物のスピーチ動画と、技術を使ってそれを再現したものを比較していますが、人間から見てほぼ見分けがつかないレベルであることが見て取れます。
A paper on the latest technology for developing deep fake videos has been published in the journal ACM Transactions on Graphics, ACM Transactions on Graphics by researchers at Stanford University, Technical University of Munich, University of Bath, and others.The system can map human facial expressions in three dimensions on another person's face to generate fake videos. For example, by mapping entirely different facial expressions and speech movements onto the face of Vladimir Putin, you could make it appear as if he was saying something he never said. The new deepfakes techniques account for expressions, head movement, eye movement, and blinking, even adjusting the lighting and the background in real time. Furthermore, secondary algorithms are used to correct glitches and artifacts. Already, when comparing the AI-generated videos of Barack Obama, Theresa May, or Vladimir Putin to the originals, they appear nearly indistinguishable to humans.
そう、ディープフェイク動画2月にAV、ポルノで使われてるっていう話をして、その時はまあ、なんとなく見たら、なんていうの、まあ合成されてるなっていう感じ分かったと思うんだけど、今回のはもう分からない。分かりません。これはもう本物。
It's pretty close.
だから、
But I feel like in like 6 months or so, we're gonna say that this is obvious. And that the new one is like for real close.
でもこれは正直比較してとかじゃなくて、これだけ見ても、もう、偽物って絶対わかんないでしょっていうレベル。プーチン大統領に例えば変顔させるとかするとするじゃん。それをだから、まあ、プーチン大統領変顔しなそうなキャラだから、あれだけど、ただ、これ別に本物ですって見させられた時に、全然、合成というか偽物だって疑う根拠がまずないっていう感じ。だから、すごいんだけど、まあ、まずこう、いい風に捉えると、吹き替え版とかの口、を吹き替えの言語に合わせることができるとかっていうすごい可愛らしい応用方法があるんだけど、まあ当然この研究してる人もまあこれを悪用されるでしょうねっていうのは分かっていて、だから今この人たちがこれ最新の技術ですって言って公開してるわけだけど、それがね、いずれはもうちょっとアクセスできるようになって、たくさんの人が使えるようになっちゃうと、もう、だいたいいつぐらいから本当に見分けがつかないで悪用されるかっていうのはわかりませんっていう
のを言ってた。Well, we're there, right? We're basically there, right?
そうで、
you know, there used to be, people used to say, point to videos online and, sometimes when people blinked, there was a weird thing that would happen with their eyes.
Yeah.
Where just,I don't know the way the video is processed or something, but their eyelid is almost like transparent, like their eyes on top of their eye or something for a split second. And people would say like, oh my God, you know, they're a lizard person, confirmed. And you, that's the only weird thing about these videos is the weird lid thing, which makes me, it's like, wow.Those videos that had the weird lid thing like 5 years ago just happened to have that same characteristic that the deepfakes have now.
そう、だからこれまでは、
yeah, my tinfoil.
例えば顔を動かすと後ろの背景も一緒に歪んじゃうとか、影が動いてないとか、まあ、それこそそうやって瞬きすると目がちょっとずれちゃうとか、ですぐにあこれは偽物だなって分かってたんだけど、今回のそれが全部修正されてる上に、その入れ込む側の人、偽物側の人がひげ生えてようが髪が長かろうが眉毛が長かろうがあんまり関係ないんだよね。だから誰でもオバマの偽物の裏側の人としていつでもできる。で今のところなんかアルゴリズムにウォーターマークつけるか、それこそ AI を使って偽物を検知する、人間だと分かんないからっていう対策が考えられますって書いてあったんだけど、
that's useless.
そう、まあ、とにかくこうみんながこういうものがあるっていう存在自体を知ることが重要ですっていうのを言ってて、
There's always that 言い訳 We made it, but we just wanted you to know that there was a technology capable of decimating the entire internet.
で声もできるじゃん今って。
Yeah, the Adobe software.
そうだから、ある程度の量のサンプルがあれば、まあ、その人に何でも言わせることができる。だから特にこういうね、大統領とか、もうサンプルなんてもう5万とあるわけだから、それを普通でしかもパブリックなものじゃん、 YouTube なりなんなりどこでも持ってこれる。だからこの間 G7 の写真ですらさ、なんか、マクロン大統領が G7 のハッシュタグ付きで写真を出したんだよね。 で、まあ世界のリーダーたちがこうソファーに座って、まあ何やらみんなこしょこしょ喋ってる。で、そこに安倍さんだけいないと。で、そのマクロンさんのツイッターのページでもみんななんか、あれ安倍はどこだみたいな、安倍忘れられてるみたいな感じでなんか言ってて、そしたら誰かが、なんか、後に偽物の写真で、なんかこう、グループで喋ってるちょっと離れたところに、安倍さんだけ一人でポツンと座ってるみたいな、合成写真をツイッターかなんかに出したんだよね。そしたら、まあみんな、それが結構本物に見えるからさ、一気に拡散されて、安倍さんだけなんか、仲間外れになってるみたいな。で、普通に教授とかもそれを、Facebook とかに載せたりとかしてたんだよね。だ写真ですら、そういう、まあね、もう合成か、あの、本物かって見分けつかないわけだけど、それがもう動画になっちゃうと、どうなるのっていう。
Well, they're probably gonna progress to doing, the full human body, right? So if someone can be walking and it can, not just them facing a camera, but now that that's fairly nailed, they'll be able to, you know, run the Abe walks down this aisle and opens this door,
yeah.
you know, software. And they can do that, you know, and they can, they're going to be able to create, you know, using images or the Google Street View or whatever, they can make completely fake videos in fake settings.
そうだから今こう動画が少なくとも最後の砦的なさ文字だとまあフェイクニュースかもしれない。例えばそれこそトランプがこう言いましたとか安倍さんこう言いましたって言ってもまあ out of context で変にされてるかもなって思うけど動画だったら本当にさあ本当に言ってるなって今なら verify できるけどそれがもうフェイクニュースかもしれないとかってなってくると何を信じればいいか分かんないよね本当に。
Well, it's funny, this entire conversation, if we had this conversation 5 years ago, and we said what we said today, people would just think that we're completely bananas and, you know, the furthest out conspiracy theorists ever.
Yeah.
But we actually live in that world right now, like, just as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
And it's not the delusional ravings of some tinfoil hat, you know, guy in his trailer. No offense to anyone that lives in a trailer. But this is real now. This is like, you know, the audio is possible, the video is possible. I would expect certain agents, certain agendas to propagate certain fake videos or messages. And you don't have to convince everyone. You only have to... You know, like the, what's the prince email, the Nigerian prince email, right? You know the Nigerian prince? So everyone on earth, just about, would receive these emails about a Nigerian prince who had inherited $500,000
or something,
right? And now it's kind of obvious so that you don't waste their time,
yeah,
right? And so there's still a market for the disinformation. And the way the world works now is that there are markets for this kind of disinformation,
yeah.
whether we like it or not. And people will self-select for gullibility and become yeah. those markets.
そうだからさ、この間あの AI であの電話の予約ができるみたいなあったじゃん。もう結構自然に会話できる。でそれプラス声のサンプルプラスこういう動画ってなった時にさ、本物のプーチン大統領とあたかもスカイプで話してるかのようなこととかもできちゃうわけじゃん。しかも全自動で。
Well, you've seen the latest robotics technology and
yeah,
you know, so you mix all this stuff up together.
なんかオレオレ詐欺の究極版みたいななんかスカイプで。安倍首相から電話かかってくるみたいなさとかもできるわけじゃん。なんかどうなっていくのかちょっとなんか今こんなヘラヘラ喋ってるけどさ、すごいよね。ちょっとなんかこの動画をねず2回ぐらい見たの私。 面白いなと思って、
うん、
どんだけよく見ても差が分かんないもんね。
It's only gonna get better. It's gonna get way better. And it's gonna get better faster than people think it will. Because it got better faster than people thought it would.
だからその better って言っても、例えばその作るのが簡単になるみたいな、あの裏方側の技術が向上するっていうのはあると思うけど、もうすでに普通の人に見せる分にはこれ以上なんか良くなる必要がないレベル。だって分かんないもん。
Sure, maybe an AI could tell, but it'll get to the point where it'll get to the point where like you can't. There's nothing there to tell you.
そうなんかね、あのサーモグラフィーみたいな色で。オリジナルの動画とちょっと比べるみたいな。で、エラーのとこはちょっと赤くなるみたいな。
うん、
があって、確かに、もちろん赤いとこちょっとずつあるんだよね。
うん、
だそれ人間が肉眼で見てもわかんないけど。だから、それは確かに AI が検知しようとすればできるんだと思うんだよね。
うん、
だからそこは改善できるのかもしれないけど。
But it puts the public at a position of trusting some particular AI researcher who's gone and verified that this is a video of a real human. You know, at that point, you know, how
もう終わりがないよね。
How much work does it take to figure out if something's real or not? It's gonna get laborious.
ね。
次。An experiment by the University of Warwick has found that negative news stories become increasingly negative, inaccurate, and hysterical.As they are shared from person to person. Furthermore, the stories become increasingly resistant to correction. The researchers analyzed 154 participants split into diffusion chains of 8 people. The first person in the chain was given balanced, factual news articles and shared it along with a comment to the next person in the chain. The sixth person in the chain received the original neutral article in addition to the fifth person's post.However, this reintroduction of the original information had almost no mitigating effect on the increasingly negative viewpoint. The study was published in the journal Risk Analysis.
学会誌リスクアナリシスに掲載されたウォーリック大学の研究で、ネガティブな内容のニュースは多くの人に拡散されればされるほどよりネガティブで過激になり、不正格差が増す上、後に訂正されてもそれが浸透しないことが分かりました。実験では154人の被験者を8人ずつのグループに分け、最初の1人に中立的なトーンの事実に基づいたニュース記事を渡して、コメントをつけて次の人に渡してもらうという作業を続けてもらいました。6番目の人がニュース記事と5番目の人のコメントを同時に受け取る段階まで来ると、元のニュース記事の中立なトーンが意味をなさないほどネガティブな意見が強まっていました。So, is it like first person gives it to the second person and second person gives it to the third person?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third person gets...
It's like how you retweet, but you put a comment
But the third person can see both of the comments of the first person and the second person, or...
Just the second person.
Just the second person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then when they get to the sixth person...They like, give them the original neutral article again.
Wait, so the fifth person doesn't read the article?
It depends what happened when it was shared, I think. But I think they share the news and they leave their own comment. And the comments are becoming more and more negative. And what they found is that whether or notthat person is given the original article, whether or not it's included, it had almost no mitigating effect on the increasing negativity.
Okay.
And that I think is really the surprising part here is that you can't really reset it.
Yeah, まあ Twitter とかそうだよね、まさに。
Yeah.
もう止まらないみたいな感じ。
Well, if someone shares something with you,And then you share it, and you express less urgency than the person who shared it with you did. That's kind of weird, right?
そうだね。
It feels weird, right?
なんでディフレイトしてんのっていう感じだもんね。
Yeah.
てか、じゃあもう何も言わなくていいじゃんみたいな感じに感じるよね。
Yeah, and the person who shared it with you has this expectation that you at least feel as aggravated by it as they do, or perhaps more aggravated. And you may even get extra credit if you care about it more than, you know, if I send something I care about to someone and they're like, yeah, man, this is, and they're more into it than me, I'm like, yes, there we go. You know, like that's a very positive reinforcement for me and my behavior, right?
Yeah. So on that.
Yeah. It's good for our relationship. If I share something that I think is negative with a friend and they're like, oh, I'll share, but I don't think it's actually as bad as you think it is. I'm like, dude, how dare you?
まあ、empathy がない感じになっちゃうもんね。
Yeah. Yeah.
だからむしろなんかニュースをシェアしたいっていうよりもそのエンパシーの問題みたいなんていうのそこの relationship とまではいかないけどさ
It's relative, right? Empathy、うん、and how it's perceived. So、うん、if you're less aggravated by it, then relatively speaking, you're less empathetic.
Yeah.
Because how else can that really upset person explain that to themselves、うん、that you care less than they do? Is that you have less empathy?
そうだね。
Right? I mean、うんI don't think that's necessarily the case.
Yeah.
But because it's so relative, that's kind of the perception、mm. that we get. And the news operates like this as well. Like the mainstream media operates like this. You know, they don't really see their role as highlighting solutions or opportunities. It's more like this is a problem, this is a risk, this is harm.It definitely has a negative slant, the media、yeah. does. I think everyone knows that already, but it makes the way we perceive things become increasingly negative, and they share things with each other, too.、Mm. You know, the media republishes things that other journalists wrote all the time, so it's a weird effect. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually, from my own personal experience on Twitter, something that I've just noticed recently、mm. is that when I tweet something with anger,、mm. like, oh, I'm angry with this issue, with like strong words and stuff, I get,、of course, I get a lot of people like agreeing with me with also strong words, but also disagreeing with me with strong words as well.、
Mm.
You know what I mean?、
Mm-hmm.
And as angry、mm-hmm. with me. But when I try to kind of make it into almost like a joke、mm-hmm. and complain about it mildly, then,、and then there's no one angry with me. And、mm-hmm. there's only people who agree with me with stronger words.
Yeah.
Like mildly stronger words. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like I'm seeing this pattern.
Yeah, I see it everywhere. I feel like the internet's
and it's really
and the
in
media
line
is
with
made out of this pattern.
Yeah, and it's really in line with this experiment because I'm really trying to avoid making angry tweets because mm-hmm.
is that the controlling emotion thing?That masculine.
It's more like energy saving.
Positive energy is extremely powerful, and you don't need to, you know, go to some well to go get it, you know.
Yeah. So, だからなんだろうね、政治のニュースとかツイッター見てるともうすごいじゃん。みんな怒ってるじゃん。
Well, we've evolved as sort of a threat detector. You know, we try to optimize our own survival. And so we amplify things that are threatening and could be dangerous.
Yeah, でシェアしたいっていうのもそういうのから来てるじゃん。危ないよってみんなに言わなきゃいけないからさ。
Yeah, and the best marketing campaigns revolve around that sort of concept, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
To warn people, like, oh, thank you so much for letting me know and warning
そうそう
me.
そうそう。
You know?
だからこう、なんだろう。それこそ今 G7 があって、北朝鮮のがあって、みんながこう、怒ってる。なんかツイッター見ると、
yeah.
すごい。まあ日本語はそうでもないけど、英語のだと。
What are people upset about? I mean, I've seen all kinds of...
まあだから二つに分かれてるからさ。
Mm-hmm.
そこでもうやんややんややんややんや。
Like we shouldn't talk to Kim Jong-un. He's evil. He has a bad human rights record.
まあ、he shouldn't っていうのはあんまり見ないけど、だからこれで何も変わらないじゃんっていうグループと。
だったら he shouldn't, right? Because it legitimizes him. I mean, I watched all the press conferences and everything, and I heard all the questions from the media, and this is how they're treating him.
なんか、これでかあんま変わんない。なんか思ったより緩いじゃん。で言ってがっかりチームと素晴らしいトランプ最強みたいなチームがあって、うん、まあそこは怒ってるし、あとはそのまあ G7 に関してもさ、
What do you make of it? Of the whole thing? Is it a positive thing? Are we going to regret this?
まあ regret はないと思うけど、
No nuclear war?
いや、どっちを言うにもまだ早いんじゃないと思うけどね、それ決めるのが。
Yeah.
なんか別にこれでやったーみたいなっていうのも、まあ今まで北朝鮮何回か同じようなステイメント出してるからさ。
This is much different. I don't think you can compare it to past behaviors.
I've seen like their statement back in like 1993 or something that
yeah,
they signed
with
the US. And
totally different guy.
The wordings are kind of, I mean, it's kind of like,
well, that's
similar.
Ill, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we're dealing with a guy who killed his half brother. So I mean, I'm not gonna be like, you know,
if you grew
gullible
up,
and be like, oh yay, like
you,
this is.
If you grew up in Kim Jong-un's circumstances, son of a dictator in a country like that, I mean, this is about as good as we can hope for. That's what I think. You know,
I'm
glad it's playing out this way and not the other way where, you know, South Korea gets hit with artillery or something terrible or whatever we were marching towards before.
I'm just reading like both sides and I'm totally staying in the middle because it's kind of, it's all speculation at this point, right? Like right now, we don't know where it's going to go.
Well, I think what's happened up until this point is admirable. Even, you know...We don't know what's going to happen next, but to
get to
this point is pretty significant, I think.
Yeah, it's great. And from Japan's standpoint as well, like, その拉致問題が解決してる、もう終わってますっていうのは今回は言ってない、キム・ジョンは。だから、まあ、安倍さんと会う余裕もあるみたいなこと言ってるし、まあ、そうやって会う機会ができたっていうのはいいことだと思うんだけど、ただなんかどっちもすごい極端な反応が多いから、ちょっと落ち着いてみたいな感じ。なんか怒らないでみんなみたいな。
Did you see the video that they sent or they showed Kim Jong Un?
The trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so weird.
Where like North Korea is like lighting up at night and.
あれ何？あれはでもちょっとキモって思った。なんか何これ
I liked it. If you watch the North Korean propaganda videos, it was kind of done in their style.
そうそうそう。You know? 北朝鮮が作ったかと思うようなさ。
Yeah.
They, やつをアメリカが持ってい
く。They totally like replicated their style and,
yeah.
and I thought that was, that was a very interesting cross-cultural marketing.
相手に合わせるスタイルだよね。
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is the weirdest video America's ever made.
なんか北朝鮮側からするとああいうの見慣れてるから特になんかおなんか変って思わないどころかもしかしたら Yeah, I'm pumped みたいな感じだったかもしれないんだけど、あの私からするとそういうのに見慣れてない私からするとあれはなんか何見させられてんだろうみたいなそ何これっていう謎ではあったけどね
That's their style though. You know.
面白いよねちょっとてかそもそもねやっぱりキム・ジョンウンとトランプが並んで座ってる絵、自体がもうなんというか、
well,
なんだろうねこれは本物なんだっていう。
Dennis Rodman was around too.
Right.
Doing
interviews. I saw the interview of him crying and stuff. I felt really bad
for Dennis.
Mm.
Poor Dennis. But he You know, it seems like he's had his sights set on this happening for quite some time
now. なんかすごいかわいそうになっちゃった。しかもなんか CNN のさ、インタビューしてる人がすごい意地悪っていうかさ、なんか偉そうで、彼が喋ってるのにこうかぶせてさ、なんかいろいろ偉そうに言ってたのが嫌だった。
He's the same guy that did the first interview, like five years ago.
Back then, right, yeah.
And he was kind of... abrasive in the same way, and Dennis lost his shit in a similar way in that interview too. But that interview back, I think it was like 2013, I don't remember, 13, 14-ish.
They said like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Where Dennis loses his shit, and he's kind of yelling and seems like he's drunk. But then all of a sudden he calms down and he's like, One day, all of you are gonna see, you know. And we might be getting close to that day, you know. I'd love to see for there to be, you know, a big movement towards peace in the world like this, because North Korea has been stressing everyone out for way too long. If they flipped on this, how mad would everyone be?
そうね。
They can't flip this time. That'd be so crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
まあだからその後もだよね。だからそのworld peaceってなって、worldpeaceっていうかそのnuclearじゃもうやめますってなって、まああとそれ、日本で言ってるのはだからそれ誰が払うかっていう話もしてるよね。
うん、
だってトランプが韓国と日本が払いますって言っちゃったんだけど、すごいお金かかるからね。まあ私は結構それ見てびっくりした。なんか200兆円とか10年で無理じゃんみたいなないよそんなお金とか、まあそういう細かいところをさ、詰めていかないといけないし、
countries have been giving resources to North Korea for quite some time now, including Japan, I believe.
日本は今だから経済制裁中だから、
うん、
あげてないけど、うん、ただその実際にそのディヌクリアするためにじゃあそんなに、てかまずそんなお金ないしさそれはだからどうするつもりなのか、まあトランプは自分が払わないから言っちゃってるんだと思うけど、
うん、
まあそれもあるし、
well, Japan あとはその has its own problems, denuclearizing.
あとはその実際にこう対話したりとか、じゃあ貿易をしましょうとかってなっていくと、うん、国内の問題もあるじゃん、人権がもうめちゃくちゃですみたいなさ、うん、だそれはあの容認するわけにいかないとかさ、
mm.
そういういろんなね、道のりが、でもちろん拉致被害者の人たち返してもらわないといけないとか、mm. まあいろいろあるけど、まあでも面白かったね、ちょっと。
You know, I was thinking about going to North Korea before all this stuff happened. You know, they had
what?
Tours to
and like
to North
steal
Korea.
A poster
and then the poster
and
guy
then, and you're gonna get arrested for like decades.
Yeah.
Oh, my friends, they, what were they saying? They went to a North Korean restaurant in Singapore.
Okay.
なんかご飯美味しかったって言ってた。
どんな？
Singapore じゃないや、カンボジアだっけ。
A North Korean restaurant in Cambodia.
Hmm. うん。確かカンボジアだったかな。まあどっか。
カンボジア。
うん。で、あの北朝鮮の人が働いてる、本当に。
うん。What kind of food is
なんか韓国料理と似てる。うん。同じような感じと言ってた。全く同じか分かんない。分かんない。それはちょっと韓国の人に韓国の人というか、北朝鮮料理と韓国料理どっちも詳しい人に聞かないと分かんないね。知ってる人いたらちょっと教えてほしいよね。全然違うやつもあんのかな、やっぱ。なんか、
no、
絶対に北朝鮮にしかないってかさ、何韓国では食べないものとかさ、
probably、yeah、
だから韓国には、まあ、韓国にあるけど北朝鮮にないわ、結構ありそうな、
but they've had food shortage problems for some time, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.、
Mm.
Yeah, people are like starving and stuff, no?、
Mm.
まあどうなってるかよくわかんないからね、なんか、
yeah。
ちゃんと取材もできないし。
We'll learn a lot too, right? Right? If things go well, we should learn a lot. You know, oh, all of these missiles were fake, or do you think we're not going to learn anything?
Yeah,
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. だってどういうふうに北朝鮮で報道してるか、トランプとの会談を、それ見ただけでも、やっぱ、ね、of course, like, propaganda is, like, really important for them. So, どうだろう。
We'll see. 次。According to a study published in Science titled Experimental Evidence for Tipping Points in Social Convention by researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, once 25% of a social group becomes committed to a new social norm, it creates a tipping point where the rest of the group follows suit. This critical mass theory applies to workplace standards, social movements, and initiatives. Groups of people who had come to a consensus on the name of a person shown in a photograph were then individually exposed to Confederates who advocated a different name. When the Confederates comprised of 25% or more of the total group, the opinion of the majority could be tipped to that of the minority.
学会サイエンスに掲載されたペンシルバニア大学の研究で、新しい社会的概念が登場した際に、社会的集団のうち 25% の人がそれを受け入れた場合に、それが引き金となって社会全体が従っていく様子が確認されました。会社内の規範や社会問題など、様々な場面で同様なことが起きていると考えられます。実験では20人の集団を10個用意し、金銭的なメリットも与えた上で全員をとある概念に合意させ、それに反対する少数派を増やしていき、どこの時点から少数派が多数派にひっくり返るかを観察しました。少数派が 25% 以下の場合、説得してもうまくいきませんでしたが、25% を超えた瞬間にグループ内の雰囲気が変わり、多数派が少数派の意見に同意し始める様子が確認されました。面白いね、25%。
Yep, it's a pretty round number.
ね。でも、そっか、なんでだろうね。なんとなくこう 25% ぐらいいると、あ、こう少なすぎず、あ、声を傾けてもいいかなって思うような雰囲気になるのかな。
Well, it turns out that 25% of a group is perceived by the members of the group as being much more than 25%.
Ah.
Especially when they are confederates or accomplices, right? So it's like we're working together to convince this group who, and the group doesn't particularly have an agenda, but you have 25% of the group is committed and moving in step, and that can be perceived as even the majority of the group due to something called the majority, I think it's called majority illusion effect. Okay. In social dynamics. And so the majority illusion effect would be if you picture 9 people and 3 of those people, only a third of those people are alcoholic, you can actually draw if each of those 3 people have an alcoholic friend and a non-alcoholic friend, but the non-alcoholics only have alcoholic friends, then you can create the illusion that more than 50%, or at least 50% of the group is alcoholic. And that would be the perception that everyone in the group would have. The same perception that half of them are alcoholic, even though it's only a third.
だからそれを考えると、裁判員制度とか、まあアメリカだと陪審員制度だけど、とかもね、みんなでこう話し合わないといけないじゃん。だからそこでこう少数の人がさ、こう一人こっちに来て 25% になった瞬間にひっくり返せる可能性が出てくるわけじゃん。って考えると面白いよね。
It's scary too. Because let's say that there is a particular message board on the internet, and it's trying to hash out a particular political issue. And let's say 20% of those people have a particular agenda that they've been unsuccessful in propagating across the entire group. But you can introduce, you know, 5% bots and still achieve the same effect. In fact, bots, because they can be so much more active than humans, could actually have a very much disproportionate effect.
Right.
You would need less than 25% because each actor would be so much more effective in propagating the same messages. So there are real concerns about this effect. People traditionally thought that it was around 50%. If you could get half, then you could push it to the whole thing. But until you got half, you couldn't. But now we're saying it's closer to like 25%.
Yeah.
And if you have 25 dedicated actors, they can somewhat reliably convert the entire group.
でも確かにさ、私人狼のゲームやってるじゃん。最近やってないけど、あれもさ、12人とかで話し合うわけよ。で、結論を出さなくちゃいけない。で、そうなると12人全員がじゃあ、ベラベラ喋る時間あるかってそうでもないじゃん。で、その時にさ、半分もいらないもんね。6人もいらないもんね。2人か3人が、絶対こうじゃんみたいな風に、うまく、こう、合意してると、なんとなくそういう雰囲気になって、そうだそうだみたいになるじゃん。だからなんか実際にこう、なんていうの、目で見えるからさ、その様子が。それを想像すると分かりやすい。
There are nodes that it's more efficient to focus on certain nodes. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because they influence the greater group dynamic.
Yeah, yeah.
And this 25% is aware of that principle. On some level when they're propagating it. It's like, we want this guy. You know, we used to call it clout. Clout is like your reach, your influence. And then you think about the depth of their clout, or how dedicated is their following, right? Are they deeply dedicated, or they're like casual, you know? But yeah, it looks like we're susceptible to these sorts of movements that could be some intention of a minority, real or manufactured. And it makes you think about the effect of something like movies or television. You know, if you have, let's say on Japanese TV, if you can get, you know, four of the main channels to broadcast a certain message, do you hit that 25% in society, and does that roll over the whole culture?
Right.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. そうね。まあ、簡単に数年で変わったりするもんね。なんか、できちゃった婚とかもさ、私が子供の時は、なんか、芸能人ができちゃった婚、てか、できちゃった婚って言葉自体がすごく新しいものでさ、今考えるとなんか、なんで、そんなに珍しかったのかよくわかんないけど、結婚する前に子供ができるっていうことがすごいなんかもう、ショッキングみたいな。で、いちいちこう、できちゃった子、できちゃった子みたいな感じだったけど、今別に周りにもいるし、なんていうの、大したことじゃないみたいな。
That word is important, right? The coined term for it. It's like, oh, this will be really, you know, this will work.
Yeah.
And you want to get the right kind of catchy term, because that word becomes a meme, and you're betting on this meme that it will travel really far.
そうで、特にこうできちゃったっていうちょっとネガティブなトーンが入ってる
から余計こう the past thing we were talking about.
そう、今なんか授かり婚みたいなさ。ちょっとなんか名前変えていったりとかしてる人もいるけど、なんかまあどっちにしろ今それをそんなになんかセンセーショナルに思う人いないと思うけどさ、それだってもう私何歳の時にできちゃった子って言葉できたのか知らないけど、ね、数十年、20年とかでここまで変わってるから、だから 25% のぐらいの人以上の人はもう別になんてこと思ってないんだろうね。
How do you think, do you think, you know, when we have trending terms on Twitter or something, you know, they probably have a pretty good idea of the starting point in the system.
Yeah.
A single person.
Yeah.
And then this, you know, there's always these trends like, I don't know, like tweet something that you, I don't know. They're like trivial, fun things that people just join in on. I don't have any good examples, but they can be trivial, they can be negative, they can be funny, but they all kind of become memes. And these memes build up to a certain threshold. And if a meme crosses a certain threshold, maybe it's this 25%, but it can blow up and it's like everyone knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the Laurel and Yanni thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like the raccoon story from yesterday, 2 days ago.
So how did the raccoon story get so viral?
I don't know. But someone tweeted, I mean, I think multiple people tweeted pictures and videos and it was kind of shocking, so.
Just the visual of the raccoon in such a high altitude?
しかも、あのアライグマが壁を登ってる様子がかなりショッキングで、なんか、なんていうのね、そんなに掴むとこなさそうなのに。
It gets a strong emotional or a physiological reaction from people when they watch it, right? Like, oh my god, it's gonna fall, right?
So,
you just think it's going to fall, and then it doesn't fall.
そういうなんか高所恐怖症的な怖いみたいなドキドキ感もありつつ、かわいいみたいな。ふわふわでかわいいし、どうにか助かってほしいみたいなのもあって、一気に拡散されてたね、あれは。で、あの、たまたまそのビルの内側にいた人がすごい近いさ、写真とか動画とかも載せてたし。どうなったんだろう、あれ。
People, oh, the, like what happened to the actual raccoon?
Yeah.
Didn't it just climb down or whatever?
I guess.わかんない。
Is it funny? No one really cares what happened. Like, no one really cares what happened. It's like, oh, the raccoon. Oh, like.
いやでもね、ずっとアップデートとかライブ映像とかあったんだよ。
Yeah,
みんな結構心配してたよ。
As soon as people are like, oh, the raccoon's fine, it's like, yeah, whatever, the raccoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as it reaches the ground, it's like, yeah, okay, let's, everyone go, everyone get back to work.
そりゃそうだ。
Everyone get back to, you know, North Korea or whatever
Forget
we're paying
it,
attention
like,
to.
Yeah. Yeah. でもなんかそういう、こう、なんていうんだろうね。人間じゃない生き物、で、しかも誰かのペットでもない野生の生き物を、こんなに国を越えてみんなで心配するっていうのは、
It's love.
で、そう。で、それがこんなに拡散されるっていうのは、かわいいっていうか、いいなって思うよね。
We don't really embrace humans that positively. Generally.
そうだね。
Right? There's no one that's like, I hope that raccoon falls. Right?There's no like、yeah. just
why would what
haters
why
because there's haters、
ね、
for humans、
ま、
humans have like no reason haters right、
ね、
but animals don't get the no reason haters as much right you I mean you have to like、attack humans once in a while or something
yeah and the stories are way more simple when it's about some animal like、yeah. if you remember the French story recently like a week ago.Two weeks ago, like this guy, this immigrant guy in France saved a child, like dangling from the balcony, right? And
where was he at for this raccoon?
But that was like, initially that was like, oh wow, like, you know, he's a hero, that's great. And then it turned into this like immigrant discussion.
Yeah, of course.
And then it's like, you know, people are angry with the French government that they were almost trying to kick him out of the country or whatever. I don't really remember the details, but...
But that didn't happen with the raccoon, right?
Yeah,
people
exactly.
People were like, oh,
it's way more simple.
Raccoon politics.
なんか怒るさ、理由がないみたいな。
Does it have a Wikipedia page?
Probably. Spider
no?
raccoon.
Does it have a Twitter? You know, this is how it works now, right? Something happens...And then something goes viral. And then they make the Wikipedia page about the raccoon. They make the Twitter page where the raccoon...
さすがに Wikipedia はないかな。
ないか。ちょっとがっかり。
Rocket raccoon. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just a... あの... character from the Marvel movie. Yeah, I know. 次!
On Sunday, Elon Musk tweeted, the SpaceX option package for the new Tesla Roadster will include around 10 small rocket thrusters arranged seamlessly around the car. These rocket engines dramatically improve acceleration, top speed, braking, and cornering. Maybe they will even allow a Tesla to fly. Based on the description, an array of cold gas thrusters around the car would eject ultra-compressed air maintained in a COPV, or composite overwrapped pressure vessel, and an electric air pump would optimally maintain the pressure in that vessel. While the total energy stored in the COPV is relatively small, it can be released very quickly. This could enable the car to produce instantaneous thrust in any direction, including downwards.
イーロン・マスク氏が先週日曜日ツイッターでテスラの新型ロードスターにはスペース X オプションが用意されており、それを購入すると車体にスペース X の小型ロケット推進システムが10機搭載され、加速、最大速度、ブレーキ、コーナリングが大幅に改善される上、飛べるようになるかもしれないと発表しました。車体に取り付けられたコールドガススラスターが COPV 内の圧縮空気を噴射し、電動空気ポンプで圧力を制御します。COPV 内のエネルギーは少ないながら素早く放出することができるため、下向きを含む全方向に瞬間的に推進することが可能です。
Yep.
これいくらなんだろうね。
I don't know.
気にならない。
It's gotta be probably at least 100,000. No? I don't know. I mean, if he has any interest in making this a serious performance car, they're going to have to make it a lot lighter. A lot less materials. So maybe it won't be super expensive and maybe it won't have a lot of the fancy features that the other cars have.
Like
if you
what?
Get the, oh, well, if you get a Model X right now, it has all this fancy stuff, like the doors open automatically and, you know, all the interior gadgetry, all the fancy interior stuff. But yeah, it would have to be, I think, a bit more minimalistic if it's going to try to compete with the supercars or fly. But, you know, right now, in a drag race, electric cars do quite well because of their torque. And the way the power is distributed is well, they only have one gear. So it's totally, they have a huge advantage there. But on tracks, race tracks, gasoline cars still dominate there. And there's still a huge market for performance cars. And there's what Elon has described as like a halo effect, that because the fastest cars in the world on racetracks are still gasoline cars, performance enthusiasts are still on the gasoline side. And there's like this weird psychological effect of, you know, the best, the fastest car is gasoline still, you know. It has a psychological effect on how people perceive electrics. And so he thought that he'd put these rocket thrusters on there.
Okay.
Because it's, yeah, the gold standard is like the Nürburgring in Germany, very long racetrack. But all major car manufacturers, when they release anything that's supposed to be a supercar, they put it on the Nürburgring and they do a bunch of laps around the Nürburgring, and that's basically the industry standard for whether or not your car is fast or not, is how fast you can go around that track.
Okay.
So people are speculating about how this car is going to do and what these rocket thrusters might be like. It seems like people generally agree or generally seem to think that they can't beat the top times on the Nürburgring.
Okay. Has there been any car that had rocket thrusters on it?
No, not like this.
Hmm.
And people still don't really understand what he's going to do. Because he's saying that he's going to go further than what we actually understand about it. Okay. So people are still speculating, but no one really has a good guess as far as I can tell. But what will probably happen is they use these thrusters on the Falcon 9 rocket and to help make it perpendicular when it comes down for a landing. And they're quite strong. And if the car is light enough, it would probably fly a short distance. But they have these, what do they call them? Like these RCS quad thrusters. Basically, there's vents going out in four different directions. And you can see this like on the Dragon space capsule. There'll be like these four holes pointing one in each direction. And so that thruster can shoot air up, it can shoot air down, it can shoot air back, it can shoot air forwards. So those thrusters would be placed around the vehicle and then controlled by the car's computer, you know, tens of thousands of probably more times per second, firing these things. And the difference it would make in the handling, I think, it could just be absolutely mind-boggling. Like, I think it'll smoke the other times. Because if you think about, if you aim these forward, then you can brake really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you aim these up, then you can get downforce, right?
Right.
If you aim it to the side, then you can limit the G-forces from exceeding your grip, right? The downforce also improves your grip. And obviously, it's shooting straight out the back. You know, like in racing video games, when you hit the nitro button,
yeah, it's like Mario pushes. Kart. Me down. Yeah,
yeah. It like it's not coming from the engine. It's like pushing the.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're kind of familiar with this concept, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The boost.
Image はしやすいけどね。
Yeah.
面白いね。なんかツイッターでさ小出しに情報出すのうまいよねこの人本当に。
It's exciting this way.
Yeah.
Because people kind of see it first.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see the primary source, you know. There's not someone telling me about it.
結構珍しいよね。
Mm.
でもメール流出してたね。レイオフの。
Mm. Mm.
それかなりニュースになってたけど。
Yeah, I saw something about that. But the former employees of SpaceX don't seem to be very upset about it or anything. I mean, there was a bunch of them, so they're all kind of in the same thing together. But, you know, on, what is it, Glassdoor? Or, you know, they write company reviews. And
well, in the email, they said they're ready to give you a significant severance package.
Must have been significant.
So, you know.
People are not complaining that much. It must have been actually significant.
Yeah.
The coolest thing about this thruster idea is this bottle. They have this bottle, the COPV bottle. And it uses this new technology of carbon filament wrapping. And it's essentially you have a steel bottle, the strongest bottle you can get your hands on, and then you wrap it with these bands of carbon filament. It looks like a VHS tape.
Okay.
Or something. And you like wrap the bottle in that really tight. And this carbon wrapping makes that bottle unbelievably strong.
Hmm.
So the bottles they have at SpaceX now are rated above 350 bar, which means more than 350 times the air pressure at zero altitude on the surface of the Earth.
Hmm.
For comparison, the tire pressure in the tires of a car are about 2.2 bar.
Well, okay.
So the pressure in this bottle is 350 bar, right?
めっちゃ強いね。The
pressure in car tires is 2.2.
Right.
So they're able to put a lot of air in a very tiny bottle.
Hmm.
So there's probably going to be a little bottle in the car. And that bottle will hold an unbelievable amount of air in there.
Hmm.
And then they just have these nozzles shoot that air. It's not a pollutant or anything. It's just air.
Okay. すごいね。でもなんかもう全部の transportation カバーしてるみたいな。なんか飛ぶ車からハイプルループからロケットから。
It's fascinating how many of these technologies are relevant to each other across industries.
Yeah. なんか全部の交通手段と距離をカバーするみたいな。なんか短距離、中距離、長距離みたいなさ。なんか珍しいよね。すごいよね。
Yeah.
まあ、長距離と超長距離も含めてさ、全部網羅しますみたいな。
I'm excited for this. It's, they can also use that bottle for regenerative braking. Right now, when you, if you slam the brakes on a car right now, an electric car, it's too much energy for the battery to take in at once.
Okay.
So a lot of it's just wasted as heat. Like 70% is like wasted as heat. But if you converted that to energy to justcompress air,
right.
Then you could, there isn't, I don't, there isn't really that kind of limit on、
okay.
how quickly you can compress air, I don't think.、
Hmm.
You don't want it to detonate or something, but, because when you compress air, it gets hot, you know, there's a lot、
okay.
of energy, like, and that's why it's a cold gas thruster, because when it decompresses, Usually the heat dissipates when you compress air.
Right, okay. いつ頃出るんだろうね。
I don't know, but in one of the tweets about it, he casually mentioned that they're working on the Sabatier process for fuel generation on the Martian surface.
Huh.
Where they try to make methane.On Mars.
Hmm. 忙しいね、マジで、この人。
But apparently they're already building it. They're already building the machines.
Okay.
And those machines will be used on a bunch of planets and moons and stuff to produce fuel for travel between planets.
なんか一日24時間どうやって暮らしてんだろうって感じ。
Yeah.
This God, God-like person.
God-looking person.
yeah. Oh, well. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone, Mac, iPad, Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもやっていますので、マイケルが何言ってたかチェックしたい人など、あと単語増やしたい人とかね、ぜひ試してみてください。ゲーム感覚で単語を覚えられる新しいバトルモードもついているので。Android はまだなんだよね。
まだです。
そう、Android 以外はそれも搭載されているので、すでにやってみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、フォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり？
以上。
終わり。バイ。
バイ。